Moving on to our next story, Saudi Arabia's energy minister says Riyadh cannot compensate for possible oil disappearance from global markets in the wake of U.S. sanctions on Iran. Khalid Al-Faleh says that the kingdom has to use its oil reserves if it wants to cover 3 million barrels per day of oil loss from Iran. He added that there is no guarantee that oil prices will not go higher once anti-Iran sanctions come into force next month. Meanwhile, Iran's oil minister, Prejan Zangane, has said that Saudi Arabia and Russia cannot replace Iran's oil as the production capacity of the two countries has reached its peak. Zangane noted that the higher oil prices will also strongly affect the global economy. The United States intends to reimpose sanctions on Iran's oil sector in November after unilaterally withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal in May. Now, for more on that, we're joined by Mr. Alexander Azadegan, senior geopolitical analyst and editor at large with imperialnews.com. Thank you very much once again, Mr. Alexander Azadegan. It's nice to have you with us on Press TV's Top 5. Now, until today, we had Saudi officials claiming that they would be able to compensate for the loss of oil in case sanctions are put into place. Now that the sanctions will soon be imposed, we see that they are changing their position. What do you make of this new comments made by the Saudi energy minister?
Thank you, Gisu, for your invitation. It's always good to be with Press TV. This is a very, very interesting and convoluted comments that the Saudi oil minister stated. I think it's interesting that the political chaos that Saudi Arabia has been exporting throughout the region and beyond, at least since 2011, is now somewhat coming back to them in what may seem as an anxious, conflicting, and even schizophrenic policies. Part of this can be contributed due to the lack of experience by their so-called crown prince, who is their de facto dictator. Not too long ago, you and I were actually having this exact conversation, Monday, October 8th, to be exact, at which point MBS made the claim that Saudi regime can replace the Iranian oil after Trump's new round of sanctions in November. Now the oil minister is pulling a 180 and saying the exact opposite. And that's the fact that Mr. Zangane, Iran's foreign minister, brought up several weeks ago, which is the Saudis actually would have to tap into their strategic reserves if they were to make up Iran's 3 million barrels per day. I think this new admittance, which by the way was not a surprise to many of us, has several dimensions. The first one, is Saudi Arabia actually trying to use its leverage over the U.S. to not want to make up for Iran's portion in an effort to increase the oil prices despite the global outrage over the Khashoggi's murder? Could it be the second option that can Saudi Arabia's new effort to pursue a different route by not tapping into their reserves, which is a contradiction again to what MBS stated in the beginning of October, a way to sideline MBS and reduce his powers, more or less some kind of a coup, a silent coup? Could it be the third option that if that is the case, the second scenario I just stated, if that is the case, could Saudi Arabia be sending some retaliatory message to Washington by somewhat aligning its short-term, the key here is short-term, its short-term oil policy with Iran instead of antagonizing Iran since the coming to power of MBS's father, Salman? Could it be this fourth scenario? Would Iranians even be interested in this possibility? Judging by Mr. Zangane's comments yesterday, the Iranians are concerned that the higher oil prices would negatively affect the global economy, even though it may be to their advantage. Could this itself be a signal that Iran may not agree with Saudi's new shift, in fact would want to contribute to the Saudis as the West, to the Saudis' downfall, as the West is doing, going after Khashoggi's murder, even though, higher oil prices may be advantageous to Iran in the short term? Or five, could this scenario I just stated in the fourth one, could it be that the Iranians might want to take advantage of the current Saudi rift with its neighbors and allies, and by doing so, send a reconciliatory message to the Trump administration right before Trump's new round of sanctions in November, and symbolically, right before the midterm elections on November 6th. And the sixth scenario that I could thought of is that could all of this, all these factors be unrelated? Personally, I don't think so. I think Khalid Al-Falih, the Saudi oil minister's comments that the Saudis cannot compensate for Iran's share, especially at such a sensitive time for Saudi Arabia, has all sorts of hints and innuendos written all over it. And lastly, let's not forget the peak oil theory and its consequences, something we've been talking about since the mid-2000s.
Thank you very much, Mr. Alexander Azadegan. Of course, we would have loved to continue this conversation. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Your comments are always welcome, sir, on Press TV.